Students at the University of Pennsylvania want the private institution to contribute more than $6 million to help the city and its struggling public schools. Last night, students disrupted a holiday party at Penn to push for the payments known as pilots. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Like other nonprofits in Philadelphia, the University of Pennsylvania only pays property taxes on a small portion of the land it owns. The city wouldn't object, however, to the private school contributing what are known as pilots, payments in lieu of taxes. Penn hasn't done so in more than a decade. That's dumbfounding to some Penn students. Senior Chloe Segal is a member of the Student Labor Action Project. She says her school can afford to make pilots and should, given the state of the Philadelphia School District.
Even though it's a nonprofit institution, we have a $6.6 billion annual budget. We have a $9.3 billion endowment. And at SLAP, we're only asking for 0.1% of that to go to the city and to, you know, to schools and essential services.
Philadelphia Jobs with Justice has pushed for this for 2 years. Gwen Snyder is the group's executive director.
As an institution that takes very public pride in its relationship with Philly and its schools, it really needs to step up and do more.
For now, there's not a whole lot the city can do to encourage institutions like Penn to shell out. Pilots are completely voluntary. In some cases, the city does have the option of threatening to challenge a nonprofit's tax-exempt status. A Penn spokesperson says the school's president was not available for comment. The university has said it already pays out millions in other city taxes, such as the wage tax. It also has a partnership with the local public school, Penn Alexander. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.